Scott Cease is known as the angry retail guy on TikTok. His videos, which parody the interactions between him and rude customers he encountered when he used to work in a certain flat pack retail outlet, have racked up millions and millions of views and have gained him a huge following and celebrity fans. And Scott joins me now from the United States of America. Hello, Scott.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited to talk to you. Things are probably not going to go too well, Scott. We're having a really nightmare of a day here with technical issues. But
oh, boy. I'm prepared.
I said I'd be honest up front with you, just in case anything
goes. I'm cuddled up to the router right now to make sure nothing. I don't disconnect.
So congratulations. I love your videos. You remind me of a young Jim Carrey.
Wow, that's huge. You know, when I was like 8 years old, I wanted to grow up and be Jim Carrey. Was my career plan.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
I was going to morph into Jim Carrey.
So you probably saw his first outing on David Letterman, did you?
Sure.
That. Isn't that amazing? But you remind me of him. You have the same energy, the same facial expression. It's uncanny. It's uncanny.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
So angry retail guy. This has caught people's imagination. You used to work in IKEA.
Yes. The furniture retailer.
Yes.
That shall not be named. The Voldemort. But yeah, I worked customer service there for 3 years.
Yeah, and people come and they, you know, you're on the front line, aren't you? And you get it. You get it in the neck.
Oh, absolutely. You got to deal with all the customer. And that's why the rage flows into the videos. That's the outlet.
So we'll give people an idea just of what you do. And then I'll try an interactive one where I'll be the customer and then we'll play a clip. See how it works anyway. So this is Scott doing what he does.
Can you just check in the back? Can you just accept we don't have it? The back ain't some magical place. What do you think is back there? Santa's workshop? The only thing back there is a clipboard with our schedules and some brownies Darcy brought in.
Yeah. And then this is one of my favorites. It's the thing, isn't it? You know, because you arrive in and it's a week after the sale and you think, well, you know, geez, if they were going for $19.99 last week, surely the man can give them to me for $19.99 this week as opposed to $29.99.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is how it goes.
I know the sale ended last week, but can I still get a discount? Do you hear yourself? We can't go backwards. Time marches on. You want the sale from 15 years ago, too? When's it end, Diane? You want that price? You're going to have to go through the quantum realm with Ant-Man.
Yeah. So tell me about all the famous people who've been retweeting you and liking you and all sorts of things.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the biggest one, I was doing dishes in the apartment and a friend texts me and says, hey, LeBron James is talking about you. I go, what?
The basketball player.
The basketball player, LeBron James. I was like, that does not sound right at all. You know, I'm not a big sports guy, but my father-in-law was impressed. I'll tell you that.
It's important to impress the father-in-law, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then I also got Patton Oswalt retweeting. Peyton Reed, the director of Ant-Man, actually liked that Ant-Man joke that you just played. Yeah. He referenced that in a tweet.
Yeah. So this is the beginning. And I know you've been doing stand-up for how many years now?
Yeah, 8 years now. Eight years.
Yeah. It's a difficult thing to break into, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And especially, you know, I moved up to New York City to really pursue that in 2019, and then everything shut down. And then I pivoted right to TikTok, took all these stand-up jokes I was doing, made them into the retail bits on TikTok. And it's just been unbelievable. It's just been overwhelming this past week.
I'm fascinated by TikTok and people who go viral on any social media outlet. And how do you make money out of that then? Because it strikes me that all of these big companies are making a lot of money out of you being very funny. But you, on the other hand, aren't.
You know, you're right. You're spot on with that. I mean, I monetize the videos a bit on TikTok, so I get a little bit from that. But then it's also like the exposure, and I've been getting some meetings that will hopefully lead into like more tangible opportunities. And I've gotten some brands that have reached out that want me to be the guy that yells at their customers, but I haven't taken any of those yet. I think the furniture retailer would prefer that I stop. But
listen to how I pronounce it, because that, you know, we've had debates about this. IKEA. Have the people at IKEA reached out to you, as they say in America?
They have not, but they have made a statement to the press about me, which I took as a, I took as a peak accomplishment that the company had to address me.
So what have they said? They've just said this man doesn't work here anymore, or what?
They said Scott does not work for us, and he does not speak for our coworkers or any of our employees. Yeah. And then it was funny because they said that, and then I saw someone comment below and say, well, I work there and he speaks for me, which right. I thought that That's was good. Funny.
And then you turned around, you put on your face and you went, it's comedy. It's comedy. Okay, so here we go. I'll see how this works. It's me being the customer and you being in customer relations, but a bit angry, angry retail guy. Okay, excuse me, could I speak to the manager, please?
I'd like to speak to your mother. Tell her she should be embarrassed. She raised someone to act like a baby in public. You want to speak to the manager, please? Manager doesn't know what's going on. Haven't you ever worked anywhere before?
I've been to the shop down the road, and I can get that cabinet over there. I can get it cheaper.
Then shop there.
All right.
Why are you here? We need directions? I'll get you some. I'll call you an Uber. Cheaper in other stores. I don't set the prices. I'm a seasonal employee.
And that's the thing, isn't it? That really, at that level, you have no control over anything.
That's what I don't think people understand. It's like, you know, these minimum wage workers, these retail employees, they're hired so the company can give customers someone to yell at that doesn't control any of this, you know, so the people that make the policies are safe in a way and they can't control what you're doing. Like the retail employee, trust me, they hate the policy as much as you because they're the ones getting yelled at for it. You know what I mean?
It's Thanksgiving and I can't believe you're working on Thanksgiving.
I can't believe you're shopping. Think I'm here, it's because of you. I have to stand here for 15 hours so you can yell at me instead of your family. I work retail. I don't even remember what Thanksgiving is.
Oh, angry retail guy. I'm going to do this. I'm just going to stay on after the show's finished in 4 minutes' time and just play those and pretend I'm the customer and entertain
you know,
myself.
It's funny hearing you be the customer. I'm always like, oh, wow, I do come off as really mean. I've never seen him yell at someone before. Wow.
So people have to go on to TikTok, and if they put in angry retail guy, they'll find you. And seeing as we're doing pronunciations today, it's Scott, S-E-I-S-S, pronounced cease or seize.
That's right.
Cease.
That's right.
Cease. As in cease and desist. Cease and desist.
Cease and desist.
Yes.
Yes. Cease and desist being mean to retail employees. Yeah, that's yes. what it is. It's like.
You've got a letter from IKEA's solicitors. Cease and desist doing these TikTok videos. Yes. So what's the plan then? What's the plan, Scott?
Well, you know, I want to be a full-time comedian. I want to be a full-time comedy writer, write for TV and, you know, do stand-up on the road and... Fingers crossed. I mean, things are looking promising for okay. sure.
Now, I know you don't want to give too much away about who you've been talking to, various networks, etc., because you might hex it. But give us
yes.
a little hint.
A little hint. Some notable streaming services. How about that? Some notable
great.
Streaming
great.
Services.
And people will be surprised to hear that you're from Dundalk.
Yes, indeed. I'm from the American Dundalk, Maryland, Dundalk, as we call it.
Right. Have you ever heard a real Dundalk accent?
I have. You know, I looked up some videos. I heard the Dundalk accent from Ireland. I would say it's just as indecipherable as the American one. I would say they're equal.
So I didn't know there was a Dundalk, Maryland. That's news to me. You learn something new every day. That's brilliant.
Listen, oh, yeah.
Like, really enjoy your stuff, directing people towards it. Good luck with whatever happens with the streaming services and all that. I think you deserve it. Scott
Thank
Cease.
Thank you so much.
Angry retail guy. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, don't forget us when you get famous. Okay, it's here. It's 4:30, ladies and gentlemen. We thought we'd never make it. Telecommunications let us down terribly today. We do apologise for that, but that's what happens when you're doing live radio. We will be back tomorrow. Hopefully things will be working a little bit better. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Enjoy tuning in to hear our Taoiseach tell us all the good news about the lifting of restrictions. And we will talk to you at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Amárach.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.